Hey y'all, this your girl Gemini Chanel. Right now I'm gonna do a special segment. Right now I have listeners from all over the country. So before I get into this good old segment, I want to play some music for you guys. So I'm gonna maybe play like one or two. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna do three songs for y'all. So right now, this is King Von. I took her to the O. And this is the Gemini Grimes radio show, y'all. So, I got some tea for y'all. So, this summer has been very good for me because not only do I, you know, work on the highway and I do this radio show, but I also dance and I do YouTube. But, lately I have not been dancing at the club. And I'm going to tell you why I have not been dancing at the club. Because, first of all, the club that I've been working at, they was not following the COVID-19 guidelines. And the health inspector came in with the police and they told them that they was going to shut them down. So their permit has been revoked or whatever. But not to mention, now if your permit been revoked, why are you still trying to force to have the club open? So that means you going against what the guideline says. You cannot be open until y'all follow the guidelines of the procedure. So I have not been able to work at their club. I'm not mad because I'm not going to jail behind them being stupid. Not only that, I really feel like it's a lot of BS going on with that club. So I'm just trying not to even get myself upset about it. So basically, I really have been trying to find another place to go to. Because not only that, you know, Christmas is coming up, y'all. And I'm trying to get some money. So this weekend, I'm definitely going to try to find something to do. Because I have to get my money back up. You know, Christmas is like right around the corner. So even though I'm not going to spend a whole lot, but I definitely want some things for Christmas. So, you know, you already know how that go. But yes, guys, like I really feel like if the president and his wife got the coronavirus, guys, we have to take this thing seriously. Like things is getting worse and worse and worse by the moment. Not only that, we have election day coming up. So guys, please. If y'all want to change, if y'all want to see some better results, please take a stand on voting. I really think that we need some better people that's going to make sure the people is well taken care of. Because there's no way in Canada that they are doing their job to take care of their citizens in that country. It's not right. And we need to take a stand because I don't think that our White House and our government is taking us serious at all. They don't care about our well-being, and it's time for a change and a stand to this bullshit. Even though I'm not really a fan of Donald Trump and his wife, but I'm sending my prayers out to him and his wife, and may they get better, even though he's an asshole. But this right here is nothing to play with. I can't believe that we are actually in October. This is a weird year. Because it's like, last year we didn't really go through this. But it's like, this is some America horror story, apocalypse type shit right now. So, yeah, y'all. As of right now, I'm actually just trying to get myself mentally prepared and together because, like I said, the Christmas holiday is coming up. And I have not really been doing a whole lot of shopping right now. I am going to start getting my Christmas list and everything prepared for Christmas because, like I said, I'm not really going to do a whole lot, but I'm just going to do something for myself. So, yeah, it's just a whole lot of BS going on. I'm going to get off air and take care of some things. Right now, I have a dog. If I didn't tell you guys, yes, I do have a dog. He's a bully. His name is Juice. He's 2 years old. I had got him from the adoption center in Newport News, Virginia. He is such a spoiled baby. When I say it, when people come over to visit, they love my dog. My dog is a sweetie poo. Come on, baby. Come on, people, mommy. Come on. Come on. Sit down, because I don't want you push the wrong button and then I'm off air. You want to say hey to everybody? Juice, say hi. He's trying to give me a kiss. He's so spoiled, my big old baby. Mommy, baby. But yeah, guys, make sure y'all go out there and vote because it's time for a change and we need some new, better results and maybe some people that really take us serious and really care about us. And yeah, guys, I'm going to get back on air soon. The current time is 2:36, and today is Friday, October the 2nd. Be safe. Put your mask on. And stop spreading germs. Spread love. This is Gemini Grimes. Stop, boy. 'Kay, y'all. Whatever you're doing, whenever you get a chance, can you please vote? It's time for a new change in our government, in our communities, in our schools, in our politician offices, mayor offices, all that. It's time for a change. It's been too much chaos this year. You know, I want everything to get back to normal. But the only way everything will get back to normal, unless you take the time out to vote. Things is kind of different because, you know, the COVID, but it's still no excuse for y'all guys to go and vote. So please, it's time for a change. Go out and vote. This is your girl, Gemini Grimes. Hey, y'all, what's up? This is your girl, Gemini Chanel, and welcome to my podcast show, y'all. Oh, I got a lot of things I would like to discuss with you guys. From down to COVID-19, this election, and not only what's going to happen during the holidays of Halloween, Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Christmas, New Year. So I'm going to discuss on what to expect for these up and coming holidays. Myself personally, I really don't really care about Halloween like that, but even though I do sometimes every now and then, I probably dress up. But we're going to get into this topic right now. So first, let's start off with this COVID-19 situation. So as of right now, things has got worse with this COVID-19. More than over 200,000 people have died from the COVID-19 situation. I advise everyone to actually just, you know, stay safe, stay sanitized, masked up, because this is getting out of hand. And also, in certain stores, they actually have a machine where they actually scan your face to make sure that you have your mask on to check your temperature. And if your mask is not on your face and your temperature is not right, they're going to ask you to leave. So yes, they have a machine that actually does that, instead of having a human stand up and scan you. So they have a robot, I guess, to do it for you. I don't know where they do it. I don't know where they do it at, but it's somewhere over in the other country, or maybe they do it in the U.S. I'm not sure. But I will give you guys more update on where that is happening at. Also, yeah, I had seen that they were saying, because I'm in Richmond, Virginia. So they were saying that basically, far as like how we always have those holiday gatherings, now they saying that they do not want family members to travel, from state to state to see each other and have family gatherings. It cannot be large. So they're not saying you can't have it, but they just recommend that don't have no out of town family members come over to, you know, visit, because you don't know if anybody is infected with the COVID-19 situation in wherever state they in. So they just try to keep everything safe. Now, if you have close by family members, then yeah, you could do that, but they advise you guys not to have a large a family gathering. It can be small. Also, far as with the Halloween, they said that they're not going to do no indoor haunted houses, far as down here in Richmond, Virginia, well, in Virginia period, which is very kind of like odd, because if I'm not mistaken, I was on Instagram and I seen that they was doing a haunted house out there in Michigan, but I don't know. They said that, you know, they weren't going to let that happen out here. So far as like, The fair is already over with. Usually we have the state fair in September. That was over with. So now we be having like the haunted house, like at Kings Dominion and at the Ashbury Farm and Busch Gardens. That all canceled because of this COVID-19 situation. And then also, what else I meant to say? Oh yeah, they also saying that it probably might not be no trick-or-treating going on. I don't know. But I'm going to keep you guys updated about that. But they're just doing a lot of restrictions as far as with the Halloween situation and Thanksgiving. I mean, Thanksgiving, not really too much of a, you know, restriction. But far as with the house gatherings, just if you do, just y'all be cautious and try not to have a whole lot of people, because you will get fined if they find that you have too many people in the house or whatever. Now, Black Friday, far as with Black Friday, it's kind of like we don't know what's going to happen, but I think 9 out of 10, they probably will do Black Friday shopping, but they're just going to have a limit of people that can go in the mall or be in the stores at a certain time. So my goal is to go there early so I can get there and be one of the people that can actually get in the store and do some shopping. Yes, I'm going to wear a mask, and I'm going to be very, very cautious. I'm not going to do all my shopping in store. Some of them are going to be online, so I'm not really going to worry about being around a lot of people that much. But, I think they're going to just have a limit on how many people can go in the store at a time and in the mall because of Black Friday shopping, because you have a lot of people that want to go Black Friday shopping. So, And not only that, it's going to be a lot of chaos because it's going to be a lot of people that's not able to go Black Friday shopping. So I can just only feel what the people are, you know, feeling right now. Me personally, myself, I actually started going Black Friday shopping. I went this week. I forgot what day. It was on, I think it was a Monday. I think I started going Christmas shopping either on a Monday or it was like a Wednesday. Matter of fact, it was on Wednesday. I went Black Friday. I started going Christmas shopping early. Now, what I did was I just started off early because I know that for a fact that when it's really time to go Christmas shopping for real, it's going to be a lot of chaos and a lot of things will be picked over. Now, I already started doing everything early because I want to prepare myself because I just want to have a nice Christmas for once, and I just want to be also safe, and I want to just be prepared all the way around, financial-wise and shopping-wise. I don't have that many stuff to get. I just have a few things I just want to get from my girlfriends, and that's it. I just, you know, as far as with my girlfriends, I just get some from Bath & Body Works, some from Victoria's Secret. That's what I'm doing for my girlfriends, but, you know, that's about it. And then my mom, like, she really wasn't expecting to get a whole lot because she told me she don't want me to spend a whole lot of money on her like that. So I just went ahead and at least I did start off. I got her one gift already. I just got to get her coat and the rest of her stuff from Victoria's Secret, and that's about it. So I'm glad I don't have to spend a whole lot of money on her like talking about. Now my stuff, of course, I'm going to like do a little dramatic. Now, for myself, at the most, it's going to at least be about $400 to maybe $500 on myself, or maybe like $450. I'm not really going to do a whole lot of shopping because, like I said, after, you know, the holidays over with, I'm planning on bringing in the New Year's with money in my pocket. This whole COVID-19 situation has been a bummer because a lot of stuff that I wanted to do, I could not do it. Like, I wanted to go to Kings and Men during the summer and in the fall. I could not. I wanted to go to the State Fair. I could not. Like, this was a whole lot of bullshit. And I really blame Trump because at the end of the day, if you knew that this was a serious sickness, you should have prevented a lot of people from getting sick and passing away. It doesn't make any sense. And then it's like, for him to actually not take this situation seriously, it pissed me off. And now that he has it, now he want everybody to be so concerned about him. But it's like, hey, did you give a damn about the citizens that caught it? You didn't care about the citizens, so why should we care about your feelings? And then on top of that, not to mention, they were saying that he had canceled the campaign debate. Because I guess he felt like he knew for a fact that he was going to fuck up again. Because the first time, he really went down below when he talked about Joe Biden's son. First of all, I really feel like this. Everybody has a past. Everybody's not perfect. But for you to sit there and try to bring up other people's past, that lets us know how immature and how coward you is. Because you got to hit below the belt. And I just want to tell Joe Biden, I'm very proud that the fact that you handled it like a professional person, because Donald Trump does not take anything serious. He thinks everything is a fucking joke. And it's like, you don't care about people's lives. You don't care about people getting evicted. You don't care about people losing their jobs. You don't care about people losing their businesses. You don't care about nothing. The only thing you care about is winning another election. And I really feel like it's time for a change. And hopefully we have somebody, even if it don't be Biden and Harris, if it be someone else, I hope whoever be in the chair besides Trump do a better job with this situation, because it's like nobody's not taking precautions, or they're not taking people's lives seriously, even down to Nancy Pelosi. She really gets on my fucking nerves, and I'm sorry. She gets on my nerves because you really been playing a lot of games as far as with this stimulus check. Now, Trump had already said that he's going to send out these stimulus checks or whatever, and he said that he's ready to send them out, but by the Republicans in the Democrats are going back and forth with each other and not coming to a mutual agreement together. That's what's holding everything up with these stimulus checks. And they need to, like, put the bull crap to the side, put the cat in the bag, and just, you know, let bygones be bygones and let everybody get their money. Because, hey, next month is Thanksgiving, and then after November is Christmas. You got to understand, people going to need money for, like, food, house, and, like, to do stuff for their family. And how can they do that when y'all guys are playing around? Y'all had plenty of time to come up with a conclusion to, hey, this is what we're going to do now. You know what I'm saying? And it's like they being very selfish. They not think about nobody but themselves. And it's time for a change. And if I have to vote, yes, I will vote all of them out. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to vote. And they said over 600 million people have already voted. So I'm glad that a lot of people have been voting and stuff like that. And I'm going to encourage you guys once again to keep voting, because it's time for a change. The people we have in the office, they are not taking us seriously. They think everything a fucking joke. It's time for a better situation. Not only is we battling this COVID-19, you have wildfires out there in California, Australia. It's just like a lot of disaster. And it's like, believe it or not, we are living in the last days. We are living in the book of Revelation. Yes, I'm a Christian. Yes, I do believe in God. We are living in the last days. And a lot of people do not take things seriously. Me, I know what's going on, but I just try not to let it stress me out or worry me, because I have anxiety really bad. And sometimes I do have an episode where I do have a panic attack, or my anxiety just hits me and I just start tripping out and stuff. So it's like, I try not to think about a lot of negative stuff. And I try to think positive and just try to, you know, have a good, positive, productive day. Because bad enough every time when we get up in the morning, there's always some more bull crap that's going on in the world. And it's like, I mean, the only thing we got to do is just stay prayed up and just be, you know, be in a positive mindset, because it is a lot of bull crap going on. It's like, for us to have a president like Trump, it really just make everything even more worse, because the things he said out his mouth, it just make you just be like, damn, I can't believe this man really acts like that. And yes, he does act very immature. And it's like, he did not get in that White House because they knew that he was going to be a better or a good president. He only won because he got money and because he had a lot of people that's racist voted for him. And not only that, I just don't like the fact that we have a lot of racial issues going on in this world. And this is another thing too. We need to all come together as one and put an end to this racial bull crap. Because I'm gonna tell you guys something. We all bleed the same color when we cut ourselves or when we hurt ourselves. Even when we bruise ourselves, we cut ourselves, we all the same. So it shouldn't be no type of different, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm better than you. Because it shouldn't be no type of privilege, none of that shit. No, that shit got the end. I love all people. I don't care if you come from Shanghai. I don't care if you come from British of Columbia. I don't care where you come from. I have love for everybody. I'm not a racial person. I do not promote racial things on my podcast. So if I even get a whiff of anybody being racist or disrespectful, I will ask you to leave, because I'm not dealing with that. I'm not dealing with that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody should be treated as one. Everybody should be treated equally. There should not be no type of disrespect to no one. Everybody is the same. Everybody should be treated equally. It shouldn't matter what kind of background you come from, no matter if you're rich, poor, middle class, everybody should be treated fairly. I don't like the fact that my kind has been treated differently because of the color of our skin. You even have young men and young women have been told that, oh, well, you can't come back to school unless you cut your dreads off, or you can't come to class unless you take your braids out your hair, unless you change your hairstyle. You cannot do that. You know what I'm saying? And I really don't like the racial shit that been going on. Because sometimes, forgive me, I be ready to slap the hell out of me some Maddie. Because I don't play that racist ass shit. Stop being fucking racist. You nothing but an asshole. Little do y'all fucking know, y'all came from us. Okay? You are a descendant from the black race. Okay? If you actually look at Mexicans, half of them are dark, just like us. If you look at people that's Spanish or from other continents of the world, you can actually see that a lot of them are actually brown skin, which is from blacks, the same people you hate. So before you try to judge or try to look down on us, you better understand what the fuck y'all doing. Because at the end of the day, we are the reason why this world is going. And I'm not saying we better than y'all or anything like that. No, we're not. What I'm saying is that we should all be treated fairly and equally. And right now, we're not getting treated fairly at all. And I'm not just speaking for my culture because I'm African-American. I'm speaking from all cultures. Because you have a lot of people that be rude to Chinese people. Saying, oh, they foreigners. The reason why we got COVID-19 is because the Chinese people and all this bullshit. And that's not fair. And you cannot do that. But I'm about to go on break. And I'll be back on here in the next 5 to 15 minutes.